comes to your stock pick, Nick, are you local or offshore?
Well, I'm the perfect middle. I'm local but offshore, which is Naspers. Technology stock, I think technology stocks have certainly been under some pressure over the last sort of 6 months. I think they're back to sort of fairly attractive valuations. Naspers, obviously, the big issue is the discount it has relative to its other assets, certainly at the moment. And I think in the shorter term going forward, it is a company whose performance hinges largely on the back of Tencent. And Tencent itself has come off, you know, 20% off its highs at least, and I think is starting to look quite attractively priced again. In that sort of environment, I think that Naspers, and with the Naspers management that's looking to try and reduce that discount, this is a solid entry point on a longer-term basis.
Okay. On your side, Drikus, stock pick this evening?
It's Zeta. Zeta is, I think, reporting tomorrow. And it's not just the easy sum of the parts. It's not a difficult exercise to conduct. You get about R4 a share. About R1 billion of its market cap is sitting in cash at the moment, which they would be buying back shares, or there's some form of announcement coming over the short term. I can't imagine that that Piet Matson and his team is just going to sit on their hands and watch this one, just, you know, watch the management team at Zeta just burn away cash or buy back shares. I anticipate some kind of corporate action coming, a steep discount, but not only that. Zeta's businesses must be booming at the moment with a soft commodity boom globally, firstly, and secondly, you know, it's been ideal conditions for them, growing conditions for them, mostly down in the Western Cape as well. But also, it's very poor conditions in the Northern Hemisphere at the moment. So I think on a relative basis, you know, from an agricultural point of view, SA is in a sweet spot.
Okay. On that note, gentlemen, thanks so much for having joined us this evening. Of course, Nick Crail is with Ashburton Investments and Drikus Kombrink from Capicraft as well. Julietta, back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a great evening for now.